What happened? Can I take y'all back? Some of you are new here. I asked the Lord, because there had been a question, a puzzle to me. He gave me some answer last night. I spent some time with him. And I'm going to get back to it. I said, why? I asked him about why. Because he said, well, you operated in the liberty and power and the anointing that I gave you. You didn't understand a lot of things like I did. He said, but people got offended at you. They talked about you. And when they got offended, the same thing happened to me and did it to you. I said, Lord. He said, I know you didn't do everything right. I said, you're right, Lord. You know. He said, but they got offended because many of you sitting here, y'all have seen God move in like ways that you have never seen in this area. Come on. Can we agree? We had people laying all in the aisles, people laying out in the rock. Come on. But somebody got offended. Now watch what happened when they got offended. Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor. That's old Jimmy Jones. Now I'm not asking you to bow down to me. But you're under the anointing that's on my life. That's what they didn't do to Jesus. He went, where did he go? He went to his own town. Own hometown. The way he went. And the rest of the places, he was getting people healed. He had a miracle. In the desert, he fed 5,000 men beside women. Hello? Are you following me or you're just y'all asleep? Are you asleep? He said, a prophet not without honor, but where? In his own country. And what? And among his own kin folks. And it, oh, Jesus. He had to add the house to it. Woo! And his own house. And let go. And he could there do, say, he laid a hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. He told me to tell you, you want to see my mighty works? Y'all want to see his mighty works? Get rid of your offense. Stop respecting the gift he gave you. We are gifts to y'all. Some of you have, not everybody, but a lot of you have. You don't come when you're supposed to. Ask you to do something, you act like we didn't say anything. You say, you just go your own way. And when you're under leadership, you can't do that. You have to drop what you're doing. Say, yes, sir. They're spoken. And you have committed yourself here. And you're not here to go when you want to go, when we call for you. Do y'all understand that? If you can go, if you want to do it, you're not going to see his mighty works. You're not going to see his power up on your life and upon and increase your mighty. Because he didn't send us here just to look at you and go tweetle, tweetle. Or twinkle, twinkle, little star. I wonder where you are. That's not what we're here for. We're here to give you divine instruction and to walk by the revelation of Jesus Christ that you understand it's important that when leadership is in the house, you honor the leadership. You can't do your own thing. You can't take an offense. You can't cop the attitude. The minute you cop the attitude, you have stopped the flow of the power of God to bring you stuff. Now let me go back to this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm just introducing this, but we're going to deal with this because it's time for the increase to come to the house. It's time for increase to come in your life. It's time for you to it's time for you to reevaluate what you've been doing. It's time to come in line with the word and you wonder why stuff has been held up. You got attitudes that you don't need. And the enemy is robbing from you. God is not trying to condemn none of his people. He's trying to get you in the flow. You can't get to the place where you just get disrespectful to what's in the house. You're not obligated to no other house but this one. And when we call for you, this is where you shouldn't be. I know. Do you want it blessed? Do you want to overflow? Do you want to go for more? Now you want to go sleep on it. See, righteousness puts you in a position where you can receive, obtain, and possess and go after and get everything that God has for you. But the moment you dishonor God, the moment you dishonor his gifts, the moment you disrespect him, the moment you get offended, it stops the flow. The moment you cop attitude, I do what I want to. You'll be trying to tell me what to do. You remember back when there was a break in this thing? Everybody wanted to do their own thing. Everybody started looking at Jimmy Jones, that's Tony Jones' son, and didn't recognize and didn't honor the anointing, things started waning. Y'all might well, because, how you going to get the honor back? How you going to get the anointing back? How you going to get the power flowing? You got to leave what you're doing, because God is right. I said, God is right. And I'm telling you, he already spoke to my heart and my wife. He already spoke to us. We got to go to another level. There's some things that's got to be inserted. There got to be some things in play. But if you're going to do your own thing, you just be left outside the box. Because God's going to do what God's going to do. And you can claim all you want to. I receive in Jesus' name. Until you get rid of the offense, ain't nothing coming. It has to be a submitting to the things of God. It has to be a submitting that you just don't run off and do what you want to do like you want to do. It ought to be consulting. Say, Pastor, you know, I'm thinking about, what you think about it? Do you think this is good? No, you know, people just run off, do what they want to do, get into stuff. Then they come crying when it blow up in the face. I want you to pray it off. No, you're going to have to get rid of the fence. You got to get rid of disobedience. You got to get rid of the attitude. It's got to go. Then the flow of the blessing, the flood of the blessing that we talked about is coming. There has to be an order in the house of God. It has to be. You just can't do what you want to do. I can't do. I have to do what he tells me to do because God is right. I mean, you can go out and get, I'm closing with this one. You can go out and just work the principle and get you a bunch of money. You can do that because the world is doing that. Yes. But if you want the power, if you want the flow of the power of God, you want to see blind eyes open, you want to see crippled people, you want to see people that are not being healed today because they take medicine, don them down. You don't see autistic people, you don't see the people that with polio and all this kind of stuff, twisted limbs, you don't see nothing like that happen much because there's no honor. When there's honor in the house, when there's respect for the anointing, when there's respect, I'm telling you, you'll see a flow of the power. And I'm telling you, things are happening. You start getting stuff supernaturally. There will be transfers. There will be downloads. God will download. He just downloads some stuff in me.